Tell her that she is beautiful, smart, and good enough for anything she desires. Tell her that she is deserving of love from others as well as from herself. Tell her that she is worthy, capable, strong, and absolutely perfect just as she is, inside and out. Allow your inner child to really hear those words. Now I want you to envision your inner child and your current self hugging. After you feel the hug has ended and your younger child and inner self feels consoled, tell her to go off and engage in some sort of activity that she finds pleasure in. The goal of this is to visualize the end of this scene with your inner child in a safe and enjoyable place, such as playing in the backyard, going for a walk by the water, or sleeping peacefully in her bed. Just make sure you end the scene in a way that is meaningful for you, since you know what makes you feel safe and happy. I walked a number of my clients through this visualization exercise, and each of them told me how much they got out of it. By allowing themselves to connect with their inner child and tell them exactly what they wish they had heard at that age that they were working on, a level of healing and connection automatically took place. As mentioned earlier, crying is a good thing, and if you can allow yourself to cry the tears of your younger self, like all of my clients have done when I walk them through this exercise, you again are releasing old stored up emotions and feelings. I always ensure that before I finish walking my clients through this visualization exercise, that we closed off that memory in a way that felt safe to them. Similar to the examples that I spoke about before, I ensured that my clients left their younger selves in a safe and happy place. You can repeat this same exercise for as many times, scenarios, and ages that you feel would benefit from this type of acknowledgement and healing. D, the power of healing ceremonies to clean up your past. Another thing you can do to clean up the past is to perform a healing ceremony. Similar to what you did in regards to writing in your journal, writing letters, and through the visualization exercises, start by choosing one period in your life where your inner child does not feel healed. If you have pictures from that time and or any sort of memorabilia, you can set it all up in a place you feel you want to perform your healing ceremony. Just like with the writing exercises, it may be beneficial for you to set and write an intention as to why you are performing this healing ceremony to begin with. For example, when I turned 25 years old, I felt a very big desire to put closure to the first quarter of my life. Therefore, rather than just focusing on one particular instance where my inner child felt incomplete, my